The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to a summer beach party edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Yes, summer is here, the kids are out of school, the days are long, the nights are romantic, and we have all kinds of summer and surf music for you tonight. Here's the title track of Susan Surftone's new CD, Shore. Susan Surftone. She's a guitarist and bass player who got into surf music growing up in upstate New York. This gidget with a guitar has a retro yet modern surf sound that's the perfect accompaniment to summer. Susan, you are a talented musician who could work in any genre. Why did you choose surf music?
Well, surf music offered me melodic lead guitar, which I found very attractive right from the time I started playing. I was really drawn to the fact that you could play fairly clean guitar with nice melodies and songs that really had a good drive to them, and it was just a natural instinctive attraction for me, I think.
I understand that your family was very supportive of your music from very early on.
Well, my mother always loved music. Her side of the family were Italians, and we just loved music. My mother had a great singing voice, never did anything professional with it, but she really could sing. A lot of great dancers in my family, so we just kind of... She loved rock and roll, and she was born in 1927, so her era was big band, but she really loved early Elvis, she loved the Rolling Stones, and she allowed me to play a lot of rock and roll music in the house when I was growing up, and encouraged me to play the guitar, and she had a deal with me where I had to practice for 15 minutes a day in order to continue the lessons, and I didn't find that to be any problem. And she was just very, very supportive of it, just through a love of music. I think that the diligence with the practicing really helped, too, because I had to do it, and I wanted to do it. So, yes, I think because when I got older and I went to law school, and then the fact that I really wanted to do it professionally didn't sit too well at times, but, well, what can you do?
Good for you that you followed your passion.
Yeah, it was, I almost felt like I had no choice. It was just something that that I had to do. And I was on a path. I had gone to law school, and I worked for the FBI. And there was a trigger when John Lennon was killed. It was like he was a big hero of mine, and I looked at his life and said, he dedicated his life to what he wanted to do, so it's about time I do the same with mine. And that's kind of where it clicked in my head, and I really got on the path to pursuing music instead of a legal career.
Without violating any security clearance, can you tell us, what did you do at the FBI?
Well, I did what they always start you with, which is 6 months of background investigations. That's where you learn to interview people and write your reports. Then I worked in Boston for a while. I did bank robberies, bank burglaries, things like that. You know, pretty standard Elliot Ness type of stuff. Well, then there was the Soviet Union, Soviet counterintelligence, which involved keeping an eye on various Soviet employees of the UN, people that had been sent there by the Soviets to work at the UN, but some of them we felt may be doing other things. So our job was to just keep an eye on them and make sure they weren't getting into anything they shouldn't have been getting into.
Wow. Sounds pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of sitting in parked cars late at night, I'll tell you that. But it was fun. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't really the place for me to stay for my entire life. You know,
well, so. Why did you leave the Bureau?
I've been gay since birth, and I knew that, you know, that was going to be a problem there eventually. So I figured it really wasn't the place for me to build a career. Mm-hmm. Although I did enjoy it, and to be honest, I met a lot of people that I was very fond of. Well, the bass line provides a structure for the song. If the bass doesn't drive the song, it's very hard for the lead guitar to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to have I've learned that in playing, you know, the various bands that I've had, that much of the key involves the bass. And it's also, because it's such a foundational instrument, it's, for me, it's easy to write from. I usually start with the bass line and then build from there. I love McCartney's bass playing, and James Jamerson was just the greatest. The Motown bass lines are terrific. I always had an ear towards the bass when I was playing, you know, with my live band, and it was something that I wanted to do for a very long time. So my friend got me one of the Paul McCartney, the Hofner basses, the violin bass.
Yeah.
And it was sitting there, so I figured, well, I'll start playing Beatles songs with it and learn like I learned the guitar. And before you know it, I had learned 90 Beatles songs, recorded them at home on home recording software, and I got pretty good at it. So I figured, I'm going to write this new record, and I'll just try building it with bass lines, and it seemed to worked. So I'm in the process of writing the next record now, and I'm doing the same thing.
Well, you have some other really interesting instrumentation. You have the new video of Rock Candy, and Cookie Hyla is playing theremin.
Cookie is, she's with a band called Wave Sauce here in Portland, and we went to see them play, and I was really taken by her style on the theremin. She's really accomplished on the instrument. It was very impressive watching her play, which gave me the idea for adding theremin into a few of my songs. So, you know, I approached Cookie and asked her if she wanted to do Rock Candy, which is named after my new Daisy guitar, which I have been playing now constantly. And she was into it, so I wrote the song structured for fitting the theremin in there to give her space to do her thing. And we recorded it. It worked out really well. I'm hoping she'll join me for a couple of songs on my new record.
Well, it's a great sound, and it is interesting to see it on the video.
She does a great job. Visually, she's the perfect theremin player visually.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
I like to see the vibrato.
Yes. You got to come up to Portland and see her live sometime.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
To me, the elephant in the room is, why don't you write songs and have somebody singing?
Oh, the singing?
Yeah.
Well, I do have a song that I wrote a long time ago that I can actually sing. I have a funny voice. Now, not that I don't like Johnny Cash, because I really do. But I have a voice that has like 3-note range, kind of like his.
Oh, yes, okay.
And my voice is low when I sing. It's even, I don't know, my speaking voice may be average, slightly low. But my singing voice is very low for a woman. And I've got this 3-note range, and I sound like Johnny Cash. In fact, I can do a mean Johnny Cash imitation. But that kind of limits you. I mean, I can't sing a whole set. So we're toying with the idea of maybe somewhere down the road throwing in a vocal song.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, we might.
I want to hear you sing.
Be careful what you wish for, Carolyn.
Well, what's next for Susan Surftone?
We're doing a tour. We're coming back down your way to L.A. in late September, and we're bringing our go-go dancer with us, Shauna Steele. That'll add a little bit to our show. I think it'd make it more interesting. She's a great dancer and certainly does help move our set along, I'll tell you that, and keep it exciting. And we're doing some shows up here in Portland. We're going to be at Duff's Garage on August 17th. We're releasing a compilation CD up here of 5 instrumental surf bands that are currently gigging in Portland now, and it's called PDX A Go-Go, Making Waves Up North. We should have that. Oh, I think we'll have it in our hands in about a month. And we have Wave Sauce on that. We have me, Susan Surftone, and we have the Surf Weasels, the Outer Space Heaters. I just love their name.
That's a great name.
It's great. And a band from Ben called Shade 13. And I'm working on my next CD. Hope to record it the beginning of next year, 2013. So we're busy.
You're real busy. Where can our listeners get your new CD, Shore?
You can get it at CD Baby. And you can also go straight to our website, www.susansurftone.com, and buy it direct from us.
Susan, thank you so much for coming on the show and being our guest.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. I really do.
Here's Susan Surftone with a tune featuring theremin. This is Rock Candy. This is Carolyn Fox, and you can see me and learn more about the show at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Coming up after the break, music from the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy, with complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, 2 full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's a surf music classic from the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean, Surf City. With a tune about innocence and bikinis at the beach, here's Larkin McLean with Do I Still Love You?
Molly wore pink and I wore peach, wearing our bikinis on the beach, flirting with surfers on the sand, virgin giggles, making plans. There was a day when the fog rolled in. Innocence was taken, replaced by sin. What I got into, I didn't know. I got pulled by the undertow. Remember when I used to love you? I was so silly when I thought you were the one. There's been many since then. That was a lifetime ago. Feels like a day. Seduce me with a smile. I was young and naive. I was strung and deceived. All grown up and drinking wine. Seaside kisses just one more time. Funny how the past comes back and I still want you. Remember when I used to love you? I was so silly. Lifetime ago, feels like a day. Do I still love you? lifetime ago. Feels like a day. Do I still love you?
Listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And you can friend us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. This is Smash Mouth with Summer Girl. Coming up next on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, check out our blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Alice Cooper knows just as well as any schoolchild does that school's out for summer.
Can't find a flag. If that don't suit
come back after the break for Sexy Fun with Jeffrey Lee Tozer. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric, your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109 or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music and features we can't play on the air, hit the After Hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
What are summer nights for if not howling at the moon? Here's Jeffrey Lee Tozer with Get to Crazy with You.
You said to me, you know I'm crazy. It was the first thing you said that night. I didn't get it then, but now I know that you're crazy like a fox, and now I'm seeing the light. You tickled me in that madman way that you do. It's an acquired taste, you dig? An unusual point of view. Now I'm not trying to reach one base, and I'm not trying to get to two. Baby, I just want to get all the way to crazy with you. In a flash, there was a flash in your eye. There was fire there and you weren't even trying to hide. I could tell from the wild yellow glint. Dawn on you was sparkling like the Denver mint. It was clear this was madness. You couldn't be faking it. And neither one of us had a clue where we were taking it. Now I don't want to get to heaven, cause that wouldn't do, baby. I just want to get all the way to crazy with you. Want to be the bell tone in your cell phone. Want to be the ringing in your ears. Wanna be your stuffin' and your love muffin. Baby, I'm giving everything I got to you. The thing about me is that I'm definitely reliable. But now, my dear, I fear that I'm a tad certified. Now there's no line that I'm unwilling to cross. This is too big to fail, and baby, I'm the boss. Still waters run deep for your average bear. And they're getting deeper and deeper. And guess what? I don't care. Don't bug out on me now, cause I'm the kind to push on through. Baby, I just wanna get all the way to crazy with you. I'm playing strong ball in for the long haul. So baby, take me all the way, cause now I'm raring to go. You got that juju, you make me goo goo. You got me flapping around in circles and I'm pulling out my hair. Now we're halfway to forever and most of the way to eternal. I drop like a stock price on bad news in the Wall Street Journal. Like I said before, I don't want one base, I don't want two. Baby, I just wanna get all the way to crazy with you. Stick it down, stick it, stick it down. Places, there's worse places to go to. But think about it, darling, this is where we can be alone. It isn't a question of if, or maybe, or not. Cause baby, there ain't no maybe about this kind of hot. Now who else you know who can howl at the moon? Come on, baby, take me all the way.
This is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And you can follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Here's a summertime classic from The Lovin' Spoonful. Summer in the City.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and
gonna dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
This is Carolyn Fox, the Fox Who Rocks Hollywood, inviting you to follow my blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Just as some bikinis never make it into the water, some surfer girls never even get to the beach. Here's the Orchid Highway with Sofa Surfer Girl.
She hitched a ride up from Frisco. I picked her up. Said I'm not one to move slow, and I laughed as she began to undress. Oh, she's drifting through this world, my sofa surfer girl.
This is Carolyn Fox, and if you dare, you can follow me on Twitter at Carolyn Fox. This special request goes out to Joy. Here's John Stewart with Gold. Summer Sounds from Katy Perry. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Take it from a native Angelino. Here's Katy Perry with Snoop Dogg with California Girls.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice. Laying underneath the palm trees. Yeah.
Hollywood Spotlight, and you can follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood. Here's a special request from listener Paul. This is the Beach Boys with God Only Knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
All you need is the right person and the right location, which for them is under the boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
This is Carolyn Fox inviting you to follow my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Sly and the Family Stone know how to live it up. They're looking for hot fun in the summertime.
End of the spring and the
reminding you that Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week at this time. We're going to play you out tonight with something from Will Smith, from back in his Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff days. Here's Summertime.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion.